Courage Club, welcome to the official week one. I hope that you have gotten some familiarity with what happens when fear is motivating you. It probably makes you want to shrink, avoid whatever it is you need to do, hold back, cower, isolate, all of those things that then probably lead to being stuck. So this week we're going to talk about fear and the inner critic, because the inner critic is fear's voice, and the inner critic kind of gets installed at a young age when we learn what happens when we do something bad or wrong and we experience shame. The inner critic then learns, it learns to associate the link between the action and the consequence, and then rears its head when that action could happen again and warns you not to do it, so you avoid the dreaded consequence of shame or humiliation. So that's when the inner critic comes from, and we all have an inner critic, and because we all have fear, it's primal. We need it biologically to survive, so we don't go jumping off cliffs all the time. So it's a natural behavior obstructor, I guess you could say. I'm not following a script, so I'm just speaking off the cuff. So if I pause, that's why. So, you know, fear wants to protect us. It wants to stop us from hurting ourselves, from really killing ourselves. Biologically, we're wired to survive, so we're going to do whatever we need to do to survive, and fear helps us to survive. But what happens is that we start to believe that fear is always true, that whatever our inner critic is saying as the voice of fear is always true, and so therefore we should listen. But, you know, when you get old enough and, you know, to know if you're going to be cold, and your mom tells you, put on a coat, you're going to get cold if you go outside, and you're like, well, no, I won't, then you don't put on a coat, and you're not cold, or you realize that, oh, she was right, I should have. So it's kind of like that. Your inner critic is that voice of, like, the worried mom who's worried that something bad is always going to happen to you, but it doesn't. And so we need to really learn to put the inner critic in her place. Since this group is all women, we're going to use the feminine. Unless anyone tells me that their pronouns are not feminine, I will stick with that. But I believe that we are all using feminine pronouns. So, you know, once we understand the purpose and the function of the inner critic, it's a lot easier to put her in her place and move towards listening to our more evolved, developed, adult, compassionate voice, or the voice of the one who wants to be motivated by challenge or motivated by adventure and not motivated from fear. So I hope you're beginning to see how these things connect to each other. So although our self-critical part is usually the most, I would say, self-abusive part of us and causes us pain, it's also trying to help us, you know, in the ways that I just explained. It doesn't want you to get cold outside without a jacket. So, you know, are there any other functions that the inner critic serves? Is there any value to self-criticism? And so, you know, some may think that self-criticism could motivate us to improve, to behave better, to avoid further criticism, to give us the illusion of control, which is like, if I had just practiced more, then I would have done better in the game. If I'd studied harder, I would have gotten a better score in the test. It lowers expectations so we don't disappoint ourselves. Well, that person really didn't like you anyway, so why would she invite you to her wedding or something? If we are self-deprecating and let our inner critic speak for us, you know, we may feel like other people may like us more because we are naming our own flaws and faults before they can tell us what they are, and so we kind of laugh at our own expense. Self-criticism may also feel less painful than opening to guilt or shame. So the payoff we get for the function of self-criticism makes us resist using another self-motivational strategy, like adventure, discovery, challenge, love, whatever that is. So when you think about what your self-criticism is doing to you, do you think that you deserve to always be punished, criticized, or demeaned? Do you think that you'll really get a big head if you think kindly of yourself? It's important to recognize what we're getting out of the self-criticism to actually change it. And I want you to note that this is a discussion about the harshness of self-criticism, not critical discernment. So the tone of the critical voice makes all the difference, you know, as if there was some metal in the voice, some shrillness as the train whistle blows. That's very interesting. So obviously, you know, as I've said before, I tend to repeat myself, but it's because I want to make sure that there's clarity and understanding. The self-critic, you know, our inner critic, is trying to keep us safe, to protect us from perceived danger, even if the methods it uses are unproductive. And so as we think about our inner compassionate voice, our inner compassionate self also wants us to be safe, but it also provides unconditional self-acceptance. And while providing that, we can still change behaviors that are causing us harm while accepting ourselves. I know that sounds very counterintuitive, but trust me, it can happen. So we're going to, in this week, explore what it feels like to motivate behavioral change from a self-compassionate perspective. Hey guys, sorry for the delay. So I wanted to talk about how the rest of this module will really be a progression about the inner critic. So again, the inner critic is going to probably put together 2 points, like an if-then statement, which I would call a conditional statement, about a situation that seems true but may not be true at all. So if I tell my partner how I really feel, then he or she will hate me. If I wear a bathing suit in public, then everyone will stare at my cellulite. So that could be true, but that may not at all be true. And so I want you to think about the if-then statements that pop up for you, especially related to the issue that you're working on in this e-course around making connections, taking new steps in your life. You know, if I take a risk, then I'll be a failure and I'll never recover. If I, you know, reach out to somebody to connect and they don't like me, then I'll be stuck in shame, like, forever and ever. Then I want you to, you know, obviously you can follow directions, but again, I like to review it. Just take the if statement and use the then statement as the same thing. So if I stand up for myself, then I stand up for myself. If I wear a bathing suit in public, I wear a bathing suit in public. You know, if I reach out to make, you know, a deeper connection, then I reach out. Like, there's no foregone conclusion about what will happen. You know, you, as much as we want to be fortune tellers of our own lives and guarantee an outcome, we can't. So our inner critic wants to guarantee the worst outcome to protect ourselves, but that's not necessarily the case, and we allow the inner critic to then hijack and take over what we really want. So then I want you to go to, you know, start having a rebuttal for your inner critic. So as it relates to my body image, you know, I want to feel accepting and positive. As it relates to my social life, I want to feel adventurous and excited. So things like that. I want you to think about what you're doing in the course and things that your inner critic is chattering away on, and think about how you'd rather feel. It's kind of like what you'd rather be motivated by with a fear exercise. This is kind of the next step up. The next step we're going to do is pep talk statements. So you're going to take the, you know, as it relates to this thing, I want to feel that way. You're going to use your own name. This is like a new way of doing an affirmation. So, you know, Mary, you are exploring what it feels like to be accepting of your body. Joan, you are figuring out what it means to be an outgoing friend, or, you know, Katie, you're realizing that it's okay to take leaps, you know, in your career, even if you're not sure where they will lead. So things like that, things that offer an invitation to help you go from where you are to where you want to be, and that acknowledge the journey. So that sometimes affirmations feel so absolute that they feel silly. Like, I love my body and all its imperfections. That sounds great, but is it really, you know, is it really going to happen if you say that over and over? Probably not. But if you allow the pep talk statements or the progressive statement to take its place, you know, you're acknowledging that it's a process, it's a practice, and you're working on it. That is a more palatable thing for me personally than the straight up affirmation. So then the last step is kind of preparing for the future. So when you go to your if-then statements, I want you to rewrite them for, instead of, you know, if I wear a bathing suit in public, then everybody will look at my cellulite. When I wear a bathing suit in public, then I will, you know, focus on playing, you know, ping pong on the beach. Then I will enjoy swimming. Then whatever. Then, you know, people can look at other people's bodies. Like, there's no foregone conclusion. You know, then I won't focus on anybody else and just focus on my time. So I just want you to switch it around to give yourself kind of like a future template for what you're going to do. Instead of the if then, I want you to do a when then to prepare yourself for that. When I reach out to a new person, then I'll feel happy that I did that, no matter what the outcome. You know, I'll be happy that I was courageous enough to do that. So that's where I want you to get to, and I'd appreciate if you could share kind of your steps along the way with the group so that we can cheer you on. Oops, sorry about that. So that we can cheer you on. Sorry, I didn't plan for my Google Voice phone to ring as I'm recording this. Oh my God. Okay, so sorry about the phone ringing in the middle, but that was pretty much the end of what I had to explain for this week. So again, keep us posted on how you're doing and let me know if you have any questions along the way. Can't wait to hear about it. Take care.